MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 4, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 11:12 a.m. and 11:12 p.m. A worker at a chemical plant in Newburyport is unaccounted for following an explosion earlier today. WCVB-TV is reporting that the 1 a.m. explosion in a building at Sequins North America on Opportunity Way sustained significant structural damage. Four people were taken to a local hospital. Six people were injured and taken to a hospital in a two-car crash Tuesday evening on Parkland Avenue in Lynn. According to the Daily Item, one of those injured did sustain life-threatening injuries. Marblehead's town meeting wrapped up last night. The highlights from this week's town meeting, as reported by Dustin Luca in the Salem News, include the town's leaf blower law will now include an enforcement mechanism with fines, single-family homeowners can now add accessory apartments, and select board members will now be elected to staggered three-year terms. Earlier in the week, town meeting approved an article to place a tax override on the town ballot for voters this spring. The Peabody Municipal Light Plant is planning to acquire additional power from the Seabrook Nuclear Power Plant in order to reach their carbon-free goals for 2030. A Salem News article reports that the contract was approved by the Peabody Light Commission in late April. And Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga and Fire Chief Eric Smith report that the Gloucester Fire Department responded to a small fire in City Hall on Wednesday night. City Hall is closed today, Thursday. All other buildings remain open, including City Hall Annex. We have more today with the candidates running for Salem Mayor below here on our North Shore Today post. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. The Celtics beat the 76ers 121-84 last night to even up their best-of-seven second-round NBA playoff series at a game apiece. Game 3 is now tomorrow night in Philadelphia at 7:30. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays again last night, 8-3, three straight now over Toronto. The series wraps up tonight with Game 4 at Fenway. High school baseball last night, Salem topped Danvers 11-4. Marblehead beat Saugus yesterday, 15-5 at Seaside Park in Marblehead. Marblehead will next play Friday at home against Gloucester. Meanwhile, Gloucester shut out Peabody yesterday, 4-0. Giacomo Martel on the mound for the Fishermen. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.